This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The number of Americans spending more than half of their income on rent has risen by 49% since 2003, according to HUD. City and province of Buenos Aires and now the national government is reviewing legislation to make catcalling illegal. Peru's Congress enacted a law outlawing street harassment. Panama's debating one. Bolivia had to pass a law against harassing women legislators. Mayor of New York City is proposing that chain restaurants would have to post a warning on any menu item with more than 2,300 milligrams of sodium, like chicken fajitas at Applebee's or a half rack of ribs at TGI Fridays. Two different teams of scientists have sequenced ancient DNA to determine the origins of ancient Europeans. The first were hunter-gatherers who arrived some 45,000 years ago in Europe. Then came farmers who arrived from the Near East about 8,000 years ago. Finally, a group of nomadic sheep herders from western Russia called the Yamnaya arrived about 4,500 years ago. Opposition to the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Pact in the European Union is being influenced by the populist campaign run by CAMPACT, a German grassroots group. CAMPACT has a staff of close to 40 and a budget of close to $7 million per year and 1.6 million members. Some researchers studying a phenomenon called the last place aversion found that while raising the minimum wage was enormously popular overall, support for the increase dropped among those making only slightly more than the minimum. Federal judge in Texas set $663 million as a penalty for Trinity Industries, the highway guardrail manufacturer that made the faulty product that can jam and spear through vehicles. Documents obtained by Global Witness, an advocacy group, indicate that the SOCO, the British oil company, paid tens of thousands of dollars to a Congolese army officer leading a brutal campaign against those objecting to their oil exploration in the nature reserve, Virunga National Park. A recent study has found that loneliness can do more damage to health than smoking. Social networks can impact poverty. A Gallup poll found that 30% of those in the lowest one-fifth had no one to rely on in time of need, compared to 16% in the upper fifth. Similarly, living in a poorer neighborhood decreases the chance of having a friend with a job by almost 60%. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and his bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 190 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.